It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.
And I'm Michaela Hobson. This week in Olympia, Governor Jay Inslee again broke his 2012 vow not to raise taxes by signing a bill that hikes business taxes by $1 billion. Inslee signed the measure into law Monday afternoon.
The legislation from Senate Democrats fixes a poorly written bill from last year.
What they're doing is fixing it with a bill that in some ways is worse.
Chief Senate Republican budget writer John Braun says Democrats repaired some technical issues, but they also added an additional $227 million in new taxes.
What the Democratic majorities have chosen to do is repeal that law and replace it with a broader increase in the service B&O tax rate, and so more people are going to be taxed, and they're going to raise more money.
Braun says revenue projections now show the state will bring in $1 billion more than anticipated without the business tax increase, making it unnecessary.
Most of voter-approved Initiative 976, creating $30 car tabs, is constitutional. That's the ruling from a King County judge.
But the measure will remain on hold while a couple of issues are worked out and for expected appeals.
So unfortunately, taxpayers may not see relief for a number of months or even years.
Republican Senator Steve Oban of Pierce County says that's why the legislature should act now.
To fulfill the wish of voters and enact 976 to bring $30 car tab relief to taxpayers now.
Yakima Republican Senator Curtis King is the ranking member on the Senate Transportation Committee. He says he has a plan for the loss of car tab revenue.
It would get us through this biennium and allow those projects that are currently on hold to be released, because we need to get those projects moving. Those are jobs. Those are hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs all across the state that are currently on hold.
King County, a group of cities, and Garfield County's transit agency sued to overturn the initiative.
Another court ruling Thursday related to car tabs, but this one doesn't give any relief to vehicle owners.
The state Supreme Court upheld Sound Transit System that overvalues cars so it can bring in more money from car tabs. While State Senator Steve Oban says he's disappointed in that decision, it doesn't change what should happen in Olympia.
We have it in our power, again, to enact $30 car tabs. That's not somehow undercut by the court's decision.
One Western State Hospital patient was found dead and another unresponsive this week.
Senator Steve Oban.
It's incumbent upon this body before this session ends to provide meaningful oversight.
Oban says there's a long history of tragedies, poor security, and attacks on staff that have plagued the psychiatric hospital.
I think we owe it to the patients there to provide necessary oversight, including the right of inspection, the right to insist on corrective action.
The Pierce County Republican is urging the legislature to pass his bill that would require state hospitals to be inspected and licensed just like private psychiatric hospitals. A parent of a child who's the victim of a crime would be able to receive crime victims' compensation under a bill passed in the state Senate.
Senator Mike Patton's measure allows the parent to recover up to 30 days lost wages due to time spent accompanying the child to medical or counseling services or criminal justice proceedings.
It's not often that we're able to actually do something positive for crime victims.
Cassandra Turner testified in favor of the bill.
My daughters disclosed to me that they were victims of sexual abuse from a family member. That family member has been currently charged but not convicted. He has only spent 24 hours in jail. So for the last 7 months or so, we've been back and forth to court.
Parents would not be able to receive benefits if the injury or death was due to the parent's own actions. The bill now heads to the House of Representatives for its consideration.
Some teachers like the job share, but common sense bipartisan legislation to allow it to happen in our state appears dead.
Senator Mike Patton's bill in the legislature would let school districts split benefits of the job sharing teachers.
The school districts liked it, the teachers liked it, the students liked it, and I think it was very good for society.
Without that ability, districts can't afford job sharing because they would be forced to pay full benefits to both teachers even though they're only working part-time.
It would cost $12,000 more a year in benefits for the job sharing group than if there was one person.
The measure has bipartisan support, but the teachers union objects. Patton hopes the legislation can still be revived.
Very small school districts would be able to get financial assistance to build new schools under a bill passed in the state Senate.
Senator Jim Honeyford's measure creates grants for tiny rural districts.
What this bill does is provide a program to fund small schools under 1,000 that have an inability to pass bonds and things to finance their necessary construction and remodeling.
The Senate passed the legislation with a 45-1 vote, sending it to the House. Honeyford also got the bill through the Senate last year, but the House failed to approve the measure. You may soon be able to put an Apple license plate on your car.
State Senator Brad Hawkins.
I think it's a good year for Washington apples. It's a good year to promote the Cosmic Crisp and raise awareness for the industry.
Hawkins' bill creating the new plate passed out of the Senate and is headed to the House.
I really have enjoyed my opportunity to work with the Washington Apple Education Foundation and the Washington Apple Commission.
The East Wenatchee Republican says the Apple Education Foundation would use proceeds from Apple license plate sales to provide scholarships to students with ties to the Apple industry.
Housing costs aren't an issue only in urban Western Washington.
State Senator Judy Warnick says extremely low vacancy rates also mean a short supply of affordable housing in many eastern Washington cities.
We need to give our local jurisdictions more tools to meet those affordable housing needs in our communities.
The Moses Lake Republican introduced a bill that would provide tax incentives to developers who build affordable housing in certain eastern Washington communities.
Not more taxes or mandates, but it helps build needed housing.
Republican Representative Mike Steele has a similar measure in the House.
Farms across the country are facing challenges recruiting the next generation of farmers.
State Senator Ram Azal sponsored a bill to revive a program to expose young workers to the agricultural industry.
This is a reestablishment of the pilot program put together by Labor and Industries. It's for small farms and their interns, a well-put-together program.
The Oak Harbor Republicans' legislation reestablishes a farm internship pilot project.
It presents an opportunity for beginning farmers and also interns who want to be farmers. So I ask for support of this bill.
Interns could receive training and other benefits such as housing. This is Mazzal's first bill to be approved since joining the Senate and now goes to the House of Representatives.
The federal government is following the lead of State Senator Steve Oban and restarting a federal fish passage project in King County.
The Pierce County Republican wrote a letter to Washington's congressional delegation encouraging it to take this step.
I was very pleased to see they did what we wrote them to do, and that is to take a look at the Howard Hanson Dam.
Oban says that look provided a path forward.
Following up on my recommendation to restart this program, do the design work, and build a good fish passage.
The National Marine Fisheries Service believes the fish passage system at the dam would open 40-50% of the best quality spawning and rearing habitat for salmon and steelhead in the Green River Basin. Oban says it's a much better option than trying to remove the dam. Legislation aimed at supporting small farms, increasing the availability of food grown in our state, and reducing food insecurity passed unanimously Thursday in the state Senate.
State Senator Judy Warnick's bill brings businesses, educators, nonprofits, governments, and others together to improve the state's food supply system.
What made me interested in this, not only because it's agricultural related, food related, but the public-private partnership piece of it.
Claire Lane is the director of the Anti-Hunger and Nutrition Coalition.
After many, many years of having long conversations about our state's food system, I feel like today has really shown we've made a lot of progress.
Warnick's measure establishes the Washington Food Policy Forum. It now heads to the House of Representatives.
And that's what happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.